His family tried to call the cops.
They confirmed that the shooter's family reported him missing on Saturday before the former president's rally.
New information is being released about Trump's shooter, and it is nothing less than shocking. Not only did his dad call the cops before Trump's rally, BlackRock's CEO has been implicated in the mess. And now there are conspiracy theories linking the tragic shooting to Jews and even to the Twin Towers attack in 2001. Hold on to your seats, because this one will blow your mind: Trump's shooter and BlackRock. The details surrounding Trump's shooting are getting crazier by the day. Some say that there was more than one shooter.
Let me tell you why there has been talk about a second shooter.
Another report shows that cops confronted the shooter just seconds before firing at Donald Trump.
The officer grabbed hold of the edge of the building, pulled himself up to be able to look, and according to what he's told me, shooter turned, rifle was pointed at the officer. The officer, defensive move, kind of ducked, fell, lost his grip on the building.
But now, something even more sinister is making its rounds on the internet. It turns out the shooter's parents called law enforcement, worried about their son, moments before the shooting. Now, to understand why this is significant, it's important to remember that what was making the rounds on mainstream media was that the shooter's dad had called the cops after the attack took place. But soon, the tune of the mainstream media changed, and they reported that the shooter's dad called the cops hours before the shooting took place. But all this crazy information hasn't raised as much controversy as the fact that the shooter was somehow connected to BlackRock. So, how exactly is the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, connected to one of the most powerful companies in the world? The story begins in 2022, a seemingly ordinary year for Bethel Park High School in Pennsylvania. BlackRock, the world's largest money manager, decided to run an ad campaign featuring a local teacher and his students. The ad aimed to highlight the importance of financial literacy and education, showcasing real-life classroom interactions. Among the students featured in the background was a young man named Thomas Matthew Crooks. Thomas Matthew Crooks was a student at Bethel Park High School, known for his academic achievements. He was part of an AP and honors economics class, a setting that BlackRock found perfect for their 30-second TV ad. The ad featured the teacher discussing economic principles with his students, with Crooks and his classmates appearing briefly in the background. The ad, which aired in 2022, was designed to be a feel-good piece, emphasizing the role of education in shaping future leaders. BlackRock's intention was to promote their commitment to financial literacy and community involvement. Little did they know that one of the students in the ad would later be involved in one of the most shocking events in recent political history. Thomas Matthew Crooks was not just any student. He was one of a dozen students who received National Math and Science Initiative Star Awards, a prestigious recognition for academic excellence. According to the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, Crooks graduated the same year the commercial aired, leaving behind a legacy of academic success. At the time, the ad was well received, with many praising BlackRock for their focus on education. However, the ad's positive reception would be short-lived. Fast forward to 2024, and the world was stunned when Crooks shot and wounded former President Donald Trump at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. The assassination attempt sent shockwaves across the nation. The Secret Service quickly evacuated Trump, but the incident left one spectator dead and two others injured. As investigators delved into Crooks' background, they discovered his brief appearance in the BlackRock ad, a connection that would soon become a major point of controversy. BlackRock, overseeing an estimated $9.1 trillion in assets, found itself in the eye of a storm. The company, known for its influence in the financial world, was now facing intense scrutiny. In a statement to Reuters, BlackRock clarified, "In 2022, we ran an ad featuring a teacher from Bethel Park High School, in which several unpaid students briefly appeared in the background, including Thomas Matthew Crooks." The company emphasized that the ad has been pulled. As more details emerged, the story took an even darker turn. Investigators found chilling online posts by Crooks foreshadowing the rally shooting. Contrary to previous reports, the school claimed Crooks was not a member of the rifle team and wasn't bullied, raising questions about his pathway to violence. The revelation of Crooks' involvement in the BlackRock ad sparked outrage on social media. BlackRock condemned the shooting, calling it abhorrent. They expressed relief that Trump wasn't seriously injured and extended their thoughts to the victims, especially the person who was killed. The company reiterated that the ad had been removed from circulation but remained available for investigators. "The assassination attempt on former President Trump is abhorrent, the company said. We're thankful former President Trump wasn't seriously injured and thinking about all the innocent bystanders and victims of this awful act, especially the person who was killed. As the controversy grew, BlackRock faced backlash, not just for the ad, but also for their investments. Some of their index funds own shares in gun manufacturers, adding fuel to the fire. But the BlackRock controversy isn't the only thing that has caused a stir. The fact that Crook's parents called law enforcement hours before the shooting has raised a lot of eyebrows. Matthew Crooks, the shooter's dad, a gun enthusiast who owned dozens of firearms, was going about his usual routine. His son, Thomas Matthew Crooks, a 20-year-old who had always been described as quiet and academically inclined, seemed to be just another young man with a promising future. However, beneath this facade, a storm was brewing. On the morning of 13th of July 2024, Thomas Matthew Crooks left the house without raising any suspicion. He drove to a local ammunition store and purchased 50 rounds of ammunition. This seemingly mundane purchase would later become a critical piece of evidence in the investigation. Thomas then returned home, where he retrieved one of his father's legally obtained 5.56 caliber AR-style rifles. This rifle, along with the ammunition he had just bought, would soon be used in an act that would shock the nation. As the rally commenced, Thomas positioned himself on the roof of a building just outside the security perimeter. The vantage point provided him with a clear line of sight to the stage where former President Trump would soon be speaking. Trump was minutes into his speech when the first shot rang out. Panic ensued as the crowd realized what was happening. A bullet grazed Trump's right ear, narrowly missing a fatal injury. Secret Service agents acted swiftly, rushing him off the stage and to a local hospital for treatment. The crowd scattered in fear, unsure of where the shots were coming from. Meanwhile, back in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, Thomas's father, Matthew Crooks, was growing increasingly concerned. He had noticed that his son and an AR-style rifle were missing. The timing of their disappearance, coinciding with the news of the shooting, sent chills down his spine. Matthew Crooks made a desperate call to the police, reporting his son and the firearm missing. This call added a crucial piece to the puzzle for law enforcement officials who were already scrambling to identify the shooter. Without any form of identification on Crooks, the feds were forced to rely on DNA analysis to identify him. But the BBC later reported that this wasn't the case. Turns out that Crooks's dad had made the call hours before the shooting. After the BBC broke the news, it was picked up by other news organizations, making the whole story raise more questions than answers. And the strangest part about the whole ordeal was the fact that Crooks's dad had called the cops because he was worried about his son's whereabouts. The question on everyone's mind is why Crooks's parents would be worried about the whereabouts of a 20-year-old. He had only been missing a few hours, so there was no cause for alarm. Is there something about the shooter that his parents aren't telling the public? This strange turn of events, coupled with his relationship with BlackRock, have led to the emergence of a series of conspiracy theories that link Trump's attempted assassination to a sophisticated plot by none other than BlackRock. So, did BlackRock have any role to play in the attempted assassination? The answer will definitely shock you. BlackRock's role in Trump's shooting. One of the reasons BlackRock has been linked to Trump's shooting is a peculiar financial prediction made by one of its companies. Just before an attempted assassination on Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, a Texas-based investment firm, Austin Private Wealth, linked to financial giant BlackRock, made a suspicious move. They shorted millions of shares of Trump Media and Technology Group, raising eyebrows and sparking conspiracy theories. To understand the gravity of the situation, we must delve into the world of high finance and the controversial practice of short selling. On July 12, 2024, a Texas-based investment firm named Austin Private Wealth filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. This filing indicated a put option on 12 million shares of Trump Media and Technology Group, a move that immediately caught the attention of financial analysts and conspiracy theorists alike. For those unfamiliar with the term, short selling involves borrowing a security that the borrower believes will decrease in value. The borrower then sells this security on the open market, hoping to buy it back later at a lower price. Return the borrowed stock to the broker and pocket the difference. It's a high-risk, high-reward strategy that can lead to significant profits if the stock price falls, as anticipated. Donald Trump's media company, Trump Media and Technology Group, was a significant part of his campaign, serving as a platform for his messages and rallying his supporters. The value of this company was closely tied to Trump's public image and political fortunes. If anything were to happen to him, the company's value would massively drop. The day before the attempted assassination, a vigilant sleuth on X managed to capture screenshots from a Bloomberg terminal showing Austin Private Wealth's put option on 12 million shares of Trump Media and Technology Group. Strangely, this option vanished later in the day, adding to the air of mystery and suspicion surrounding the incident. Austin Private Wealth, a relatively obscure investment firm based in Texas, suddenly found itself in the spotlight. The firm's major holdings in Vanguard and BlackRock funds further fueled suspicions. BlackRock, one of the world's largest investment management corporations, has often been at the center of various financial controversies, making the connection even more intriguing. Adding another layer to the story, some pointed to alleged connections between Austin Private Wealth, George Soros, and the Rothschild family. These names are often associated with conspiracy theories involving global financial manipulation and political influence. While these claims remain unproven, they added a sensational twist to an already complex narrative. The impact of the assassination attempt was not limited to the political arena. The financial markets reacted swiftly and dramatically. Shares in Trump Media and Technology Group, the company behind the social media platform Truth Social, surged by about a third in the wake of the assassination attempt. The stock, which trades under the ticker DJT, reached its highest value in 5 weeks. On Monday morning, the share price soared as high as $46.27, up from $30.89 on Friday evening. Although the price later dropped back to $40.58 at closing, the surge was enough to add approximately $2 billion to the company's valuation. The share price move is essentially a bet on Trump. The widespread perception is that the assassination attempt has improved his chances of regaining the White House in November. Investors believe more people will be drawn to Truth Social to access a re-elected Trump. Trump Media and Technology Group has been a volatile stock since its blockbuster debut in March. The company, which Trump launched after being banned from X, has seen its share price fluctuate wildly. The assassination attempt added a new layer of complexity to this already unpredictable stock. Sensing an opportunity, investors pushed the share price to its highest level since June 10th. Trump Media reached a high of more than $79 on March 26th when it started trading in New York. However, it hit a closing low of $22.84 on April 16th as Trump's criminal hush money trial began. The former president was later found guilty of the charges, further impacting the company's stock performance. The assassination attempt, however, has reignited investor interest and confidence in the stock. The impact of the assassination attempt wasn't limited to Trump Media alone. The Dow, S&P, and Nasdaq stock market indices rose in early Monday trading. Investors bet that potentially higher spending and inflation under a Trump administration would raise corporate earnings. In response to the growing controversy, Austin Private Wealth posted a statement on its website, claiming the SEC filing was a clerical error. They insisted that they held only 12 contracts, or 1,200 shares, not 12 million as initially reported. The company blamed a third-party vendor for multiplying all options contracts by 10,000. The statement read, "The SEC filing, which showed that Austin Private Wealth shorted a large number of shares of Trump Media and Technology Group Corp., DJT, was incorrect, and we immediately amended it as soon as we learned of the error. We deeply regret this error and the concern it has caused, especially at such a fraught moment for our nation." The firm also mentioned that they were reviewing their internal procedures to understand how the mistake happened. However, there is widespread concern that it was an inside job and someone was secretly trying to profit from Trump's death. Whoever it was must have known that the shooting would take place and that Trump would be killed. In fact, there were comparisons being drawn to the September 11th Twin Tower attacks. Just 6 weeks before the infamous attack, Larry Silverstein bought the Twin Towers at what many considered a throwaway price. During the 1990s, New York suffered from the effects of the 1987 stock market crash, which led to high vacancy rates at the World Trade Center, driving down its price. One of the suspicious aspects of the lease agreement was that Silverstein, as the leaseholder, had the right and obligation to rebuild the structures if they were destroyed. Did he anticipate the building's destruction? Another suspicious aspect was that Silverstein has said in interviews that he usually spent his mornings in breakfast meetings at Windows on the World, on top of the World Trade Center North Tower, and with new tenants in the building. However, on the morning of September 11th, 2001, his wife insisted he attend a medical appointment, inadvertently saving him from certain death. That was one heck of a coincidence. And with many other aspects of the attack coming under scrutiny, such as why Building 7 fell without being hit by a plane, there has been speculation that Silverstein may have known that the attack would take place. But how would he benefit? Well, Silverstein collected a hefty amount in insurance money, more than he paid as the Twin Towers leaseholder in the 6 weeks. The insurance policies for World Trade Center buildings had a collective face amount of $3.55 billion. After the September 11 attacks, Silverstein sought to collect double the face amount, $7.1 billion, on the basis that the two separate airplane strikes into two separate buildings constituted two occurrences within the meaning of the policies. It's no surprise that he eventually won the case. Larry Silverstein is Jewish, and many have blamed the Twin Tower attack on Israel. This kind of conspiracy has fueled the current theories that Jews were also involved in Trump's attempted assassination. Why Jews are being blamed? With BlackRock's CEO Larry Fink being a Jew, there have been theories that Jews were behind Trump's shooting. This conspiracy theory has taken root after an increase in anti-Semitism following Israel's war on Hamas. According to some far-right influencers, Jews have been involved in some of the major tragic events in US history, such as the assassination of JFK. It is believed that JFK was furious with Israel after learning that they had gone behind his back and were setting up a nuclear program. Declassified documents show President John Kennedy warned Israeli Prime Minister Levi Eshkol in 1963 that US support for the young country would be seriously jeopardized if Israel did not allow the United States periodic inspections of Israel's nuclear reactor. Many theorize that this was unacceptable, and Israel decided to take out Kennedy. However, this isn't the only time that Israel has been accused of something so heinous. They were also blamed for the Twin Tower attack in a conspiracy that has been dubbed Dancing Israelis. The morning of September 11, 2001, began like any other in New York City. But at 8:46 a.m., everything changed. American Airlines Flight 11, a Boeing 767, crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, igniting a catastrophic chain of events. Just minutes after the first plane struck, a group of five men were seen in the parking lot of the Doric apartment complex in Union City, New Jersey. These men, later identified as Israeli nationals, were not reacting with shock or horror. Instead, they were observed taking pictures and filming the burning towers. Eyewitnesses reported that the men were visibly happy, even celebrating and high-fiving each other. One eyewitness, who had a view of the World Trade Center from her New Jersey apartment building, she remembered a neighbor calling her shortly after the first plane hit the towers. She grabbed her binoculars and watched the destruction unfolding in Lower Manhattan. But as she watched the disaster, something else caught her eye. She saw three young men kneeling on the roof of a white van in the parking lot of her apartment building. She said the men were taking video or photos of themselves with the World Trade Center burning in the background. What struck Maria were the expressions on the men's faces.
I grabbed my binoculars and I could see the towers from my window. And this is where I'm looking. And all of a sudden, down there, I see this van park. And I see three guys on top of the van, and I could see that they were like happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked.
At least one eyewitness told the FBI that the Israelis' van had been in the parking lot as early as 8:15 a.m., more than 40 minutes before the first plane hit. This raised immediate suspicions about their presence and actions on that fateful morning. The eyewitness who saw the men celebrating wrote down the van's license plate number and called the police. Before long, the FBI was also on the scene, and a statewide bulletin was issued on the van. A police officer pulled the van over, finding five men between 22 and 27 years old in the vehicle. The men were taken out of the van at gunpoint and handcuffed by police. The five men were later identified as Sivan Kurzberg, Paul Kurzberg, Oded Elner, Yaron Shimuel, and Omar Marmari. They claimed to be Israeli tourists on a working holiday in the United States, employed by a moving company called Urban Moving Systems. However, their behavior and the evidence found with them suggested otherwise. The FBI quickly apprehended the men and began an investigation. Newly released documents reveal that the photos taken by the dancing Israelis show them smiling and celebrating with the burning towers in the background. These images, obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request, strongly suggest that the men had prior knowledge of the attacks. According to a former high-ranking American intelligence official, the FBI concluded that the five Israelis were conducting a Mossad surveillance mission. Their employer, Urban Moving Systems, was believed to be a front for Israeli intelligence operations. At least two of the men had direct links to the Mossad, with one of them, Paul Kurzberg, having previously worked for the Mossad in another country. Documents also stated that the five Israelis were in New York to document the event, implying foreknowledge of the attacks. This claim is further supported by the fact that some of the photos taken by the Israelis are dated September 10, 2001, the day before the attacks. As the FBI delved deeper into the investigation, startling discoveries began to emerge. The five Israelis, initially claiming to be mere tourists, were found to be in possession of suspicious items and evidence that pointed to a more sinister purpose. Upon searching the van in which the Israelis were arrested, the FBI found a white sock-like sack filled with $4,700 in cash, maps of the city, with certain places highlighted, and box cutters. Even more alarming was the presence of explosive residue detected by a bomb-sniffing dog. The investigation also led the FBI to Urban Moving Systems, the company that employed the five Israelis. The FBI concluded that the company was likely a fraudulent operation. A search of the premises revealed little evidence of a legitimate business operation, with an unusually large number of computers relative to the number of employees. The owner of Urban Moving Systems, Dominic Otto Suter, fled to Israel on September 14, 2001, just 2 days after being questioned by the FBI. The FBI suspected that Urban Moving Systems was providing cover for an Israeli intelligence operation. Despite all this evidence pointing the Twin Tower attack to Israel, Al-Qaeda was ultimately blamed. Far-right influencers have never let go of this, and now are connecting Israel to Trump's assassination attempts. However, recent developments have shown that Trump has an excellent relationship with Jews, so it wouldn't make sense that they would try to take him out. In fact, Trump has close ties to Larry Fink, BlackRock's CEO. Their paths crossed when Trump invested in the BlackRock Obsidian Fund, a global fixed-income multi-strategy hedge fund. This decision marked the beginning of a relationship that would span decades. Always looking for lucrative investment opportunities, Trump found a reliable partner in Fink, who had a reputation for delivering impressive returns. Fast forward to 2017. Donald Trump is now the President of the United States, and Larry Fink is appointed to Trump's Business Advisory Council. This move surprised many, given Fink's strong association with environmental social governance, or ESG investing, a concept that seemed at odds with Trump's policies. Yet it was a testament to the mutual respect and understanding that had developed between the two men over the years. During a meeting with top CEOs at the White House, Trump singled out Fink, praising him for his financial acumen. "Larry did a great job for me. He managed a lot of my money. I have to tell you, he got me great returns," Trump remarked. This public acknowledgement highlighted Trump's trust and confidence in Fink's abilities. Despite this, many on the far right are still skeptical of Jews and their role in Trump's shooting, especially because of the link between the shooter and BlackRock. As more information comes out, it will be interesting to see whether any evidence will point to Jews. If you enjoyed watching this video, click on one of the boxes playing on your screen to watch more similar content.